flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, and where we go on the podcast. Nice to have you with us. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Safe to say our YouTube debut was not stellar.
I would say we didn't break any records.
I just looked. Now, this has been up, I guess, video version of the podcast for YouTube went up at like 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it currently is at 350 views or something.
Still?
Embarrassing.
That's
like
what
that.
It was when I got here.
Yeah. Maybe it's you gained a couple of extra views. Woo! There are so many different things that go on with the various social medias. And we're on the WFAN page.
Yeah.
The problem with the WFAN page for everything, for their Twitter, for their YouTube,
Instagram, I don't know
what they're
like that.
The problem is, if you post too much, the algorithm does not like you.
Doesn't like us.
So it got posted. The reason why it was posted at 6 p.m. as opposed to, say, posted at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. was that the internet people, Jerry, the social media people thought, well, if we're going to be putting out Boomerang Geo videos, BT and Sal videos, yep. Evan and Tiki videos, these videos, that videos.
Different podcasts from everybody.
It's a million videos.
It's a lot.
They post a lot.
Yeah.
So they were going to post it at 6 o'clock thinking the posting would be done by then.
Right.
But evidently they posted something either just before or just after, and thus we got squashed by the algorithms to a non-stellar performance. So all those worries I had that the people would watch on YouTube instead of listen on the podcast, I don't have to worry about that.
Not for day one, anyway.
Not for day one,
not
correct.
Not for day one.
I am so puzzled by the way the algorithms work for
me
social
too.
Media.
Yeah, me too.
Because, you know, I run my own Twitter account, and then I run the Boomerang Geo account.
Right.
Now, I will say, I used to post a lot more stuff on the Boomerang Geo account, but I was getting bored by it. Like I would post hey, tune in at 6 a.m. And then I'd run out some of the topics we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same every day. It's like we're going to talk about the Jets need a coach. The Jets need a quarterback. It was the same stuff. I was like, I'm annoyed by this. I don't want to annoy people. So now I post very infrequently on the Boomer and Geo page.
Okay, and when you do, it pops a little more?
That's what I would think. It is not.
Oh.
Because let me tell you, Jerry.
Really?
So we have, according to X or Twitter, on the Boomer and Geo show page, we have 127,000 followers.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. So, no, there's plenty of people with way more than us. There's plenty of people with way less
for sure,
than
but
us.
That's a good number, though.
It's not a bad number.
It's solid.
So, and I'm bringing it up here. So I have not posted a lot. So I would think that when I post, the algorithms would like it, say, oh, this, because I'm telling you, the YouTube numbers are low because we're posting too much.
Right.
So certainly posting less, you would think, would be better. So yesterday I posted a picture of Vince Wilfork and Boomer trying to lift him.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a fun picture.
That got 18,000 views out of 127,000 people. I also yesterday put out a GIF, Jerry, of Geo touching hands with Sam Darnold.
Okay.
That got 13,000 views. I posted a picture of Eddie Scizzeri on vacation with a photoshopped bear about to eat him. That got 8,000 views.
Mm, we're going the wrong way here.
Yeah. And then I'm just trying to see what else. I took a picture of the studio when it was decorated for Christmas. So this is weeks earlier.
Yeah.
15,000 views. It just, nothing
Do
pops.
You think, now I don't know about the Boomer and Geo page.
Yeah.
Do you think it's their way, too, of trying to make you verify your account and pay for it?
That could be, because we were verified.
Right. So was I.
Yeah.
And
that could
be.
Too. You're right, because even my own personal page, when I post stuff, it does not get a lot of action.
Yeah.
Unless, if I post anything with a political slant, it gets a huge reaction.
Hmm. So they let that go anywhere.
They love that.
That's interesting.
I don't know why, but if it does, if I don't have a political slant in there, which I try not to do a lot of, I do some of, but it gets nothing.
Hmm.
So,
well, I will tell you because you will probably see a blue check mark on mine soon.
Yeah.
Just because I want to start putting some of, you know, just because it's fun, some of our shirts out there for next year. I want to advertise the calendar on Twitter and do different things. To do that, you have to be you can't just go to Twitter and advertise. You have to be verified. So I am planning on doing that. I'll be curious to see if things change.
Well, yeah,
numbers wise.
Yeah, and I thought of doing that as well because I do like Twitter in that I do believe it's a good free speech platform, and I do want to support those things. And I do use it for news. So when I'm using it for news and I'm on it, when I decide I want to put something out there, I would like people to see it.
Right. I hear you.
And you will get, because that's what they tell you if you become a paid subscriber to Twitter, that you will get more engagement. They're telling you, you will go.
So they're holding us back.
Yeah, they're holding you back. Yeah.
And same thing, like when I post, you know, not for me as much. And you know, I don't really post all that much at all. But when I post for Rutgers, we're playing bad. Yeah, like I like to tell people we're on 101.9 FM tonight for anybody that cares. You want to get the word out so people can find you and understand. And if you look at it sometimes like, did anybody see this?
Yeah.
It really is something.
That's why I don't understand. You know, we have a platform of WFAN.
Sure.
I couldn't imagine being somebody whose job is not in the media. And then trying to tweet stuff out for who?
For their 112 people. Yeah, I know.
No one's seeing it.
Yeah.
And I've got, according to them, 85,000 followers, and no one's seeing it.
Unless it's just cathartic for people to
Maybe.
Post their thoughts. It's their way of writing in a journal instead they write it online.
Yeah.
I suppose that could be part of it.
I know. I'm kind of kicking myself because around Christmas, Jerry,
he's choking.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when everybody was doing Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
Twitter was offering half price.
I know. And I was going to do it.
Me too.
And I didn't.
Same.
And I don't know why I didn't.
Me neither.
Because I'm an idiot.
You know what bugged me about it? And this is what held me back. There were two levels of paying for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
If there were one level, I probably would have done it. But what I did is I sat there and I debated for weeks whether I wanted to do pay level one or pay level two.
Yeah. I didn't debate for weeks. I just said, I'm going to do this. And then I got sidetracked like a squirrel and didn't. And I don't know why. I just never went back to it. I don't know why.
Because pay level one, it was like, well, more people will see your stuff and there'll be less ads.
I would say in most cases, and I think in this one too, if you go, especially if it's affordable, you go for the top line.
Yeah, you have to.
It just makes sense.
It does. It's just like if you're going to pay, decide I'm going to buy Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay for Netflix. You got to pay for Netflix. Don't get the ad-supported version, because the whole reason you're going there is there's no ads. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. The only one I do have Peacock with ads, because the only reason we have it is Rutgers is on there.
Right.
A good handful of times a season, and there are NFL playoff games, or have been in the past.
And there will be, yeah.
That's why I got it last year. I think it was the Texans game, actually, last year. Was on Peacock on a Saturday or Saturday night, and I wanted to watch it. And so I signed up, and it's like $5 a month. So I left it alone, which was good, because then Rutgers had a game or two on it. And this year they've been on, I think, three times now, maybe twice. But that I keep with ads, but that's the only thing I use it for. So that's not a big deal.
That makes sense, because you're going to get the ads anyway. Yeah.
Like Paramount Plus, no ads. I don't do the cheaper plan if there even is one. YouTube Premium now, no ads. I'm trying to think, with Netflix is normal, no ads. So that's why, you know, when I do watch regular TV, and like, as I told you, I'm really the only one in the house that does watch regular TV, except for when my son watches games. It drives me crazy when it goes to commercial.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Come on, man. Yeah. It's annoying. It is.
Yeah. And I'm normally a red zone person on the Sundays, but you know, once the playoffs start, there's no red zone. I put the games on. Yeah. I'm like, and I put on that afternoon, that Texans Chargers game. Like, another commercial? Yeah. What are...
I've been doing it long enough now, I know when they're coming.
Yeah.
Like, I know when usually, I would say 19 times out of 20, when they kick the ball off to start the game, if the first team goes 3-and-out, they're not going to commercial. You're going to get the first series from the other team. If the first team that has the first possession, I believe it... From my experience doing all these games and all pregame and postgame, if you get a 6-play or more possession, they go to commercial. So I kind of know, like, when they're, it's just...
You've got the rhythm.
Yeah, and I know it's 4 commercial breaks a quarter. Like, I know what it is.
And I will say, during one of the commercial breaks in one of the playoff games, maybe more of them, they went to a State Farm commercial that was split screen.
Mm.
And you know, I stuck around.
Because the state, you could still see. So CBS started that with golf.
Yes.
5 years ago, and it was the smartest thing I've ever seen. It's kind of like what I've told you. If you're going to do, you know, in radio, if you're going to do commercials, don't break away. Make them all live. And that, to me, is similar. Yes, they're showing you a commercial, but yes, you're still seeing the product, and there's no reason to leave.
Right. It also made me think. So what I remember seeing, it was during the Texans-Chargers game. They go to a State Farm commercial, and they're showing Justin Herbert looking at the tablet.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, and I think the other reason I stuck around was I thought in my head, oh, there's not going to be a lot of commercials, or they would have gone full commercial.
Right.
So this must be a short one. I'm going to stick around for this.
I know a lot of times, I don't know if in this case it was, I don't remember myself, but and a lot of times you will hear them say, we'll be right back in 30 seconds after this message from State Farm.
Yeah, Jim Nance will do that.
Yes, correct. They want you to know that this is a quick one. We're going to play it. The screen's here. Just stick around. And it does work.
Yeah.
It does work. I'm telling you, when you keep programming within the earshot of the customer or the vision, there's no reason to leave. I don't know why radio hasn't figured this out yet.
Yeah. It's hard to... I think for radio, it's difficult because you then have to get buy-in from the ad agencies, who I think are not likely to change up what has been working for them.
I guess.
Or what they
here's
know.
Here's what I do know, though. If you provide big-time ratings, they're going to want in.
Yeah. Like, you had an idea, I believe, for like a music station, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Especially if you're a music morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be more personality-driven than just the music. And you're doing your talk segments. Then you read a commercial.
Correct.
You don't go to commercial.
Never go to commercial.
You read the commercial, and when you play music, so you're never really gone. There's either music talk. There's either music playing or the personality talking.
Correct. You're either doing a little bit, a segment, a topic, or you have a commercial set, but it's not a break. It's commercial break free radio, if you will. But we're still going to read commercials. The only thing, the one suggestion I had, because if you remember, I laid the whole thing out of format and everything. I would have had one if you were going to have like a sponsored show. So let's just, for Poops and Giggles, the warm-up show with Al and Jerry sponsored by State Farm. Let's or Allstate, whatever. Maybe they get the 1 minute at the top of the hour, and that is the only time that you break away. And once your fans know that, they know it's 60 seconds. And you tell them, back in 60 seconds, and that's the only time you're away. That's it. I got to take this call. Sorry.
Oh, you got it, Jerry.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I got something going
on
tomorrow.
I still hear something going on. I don't want to. It's going over that thing.
Yeah, all right. I got you. All right, it's off. So I'm sorry about that, but that was a call I had to take.
You got it, Jerry.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I forget what we were talking about.
We were talking about the format, the radio format.
Oh, radio formats.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, to me, I really do believe that music radio in particular is battling hard with the Spotify's, the Apple Music's, the YouTube Music's, all these different ways that you can consume music now in your car. And the only way, in my opinion, that you can keep the consumers that you currently have and maybe get some of them back is to provide a format that doesn't say I'm going to hear four songs and then we'll see it in 7 minutes to where the listener's gone.
Yeah. It's also weird when music radio promotes how many songs they play in a row and it doesn't sound like a lot. Like the radio station down the Jersey Shore, The Rat, they'll go like 9 in a row, which when you do the math on it, 9 times
30
4,
minutes. Yeah, 35
yeah, 30
minutes.
Which is pretty good.
Right, but you know what I can get on Spotify? Continual music with no commercials.
Or what's worse is when you're listening to a song on like The Rat and the song's ending and the DJ came on and he goes, that was just 9 in a row. I'm like, okay, yeah. Punch out.
Be back in 10 minutes.
You just told me.
I know.
You were all excited to play 9 in a row. Now you've done 9 in a row. Now what do we do?
We can't treat, especially music radio, we can't treat music radio like it's 1985 anymore.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's just not. I don't know. I feel like I put my format in the hands of good people.
Yeah.
And nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Okay.
Nothing yet.
The other funny thing that radio does is as with the music stations is that I think the one thing that is different about radio versus Spotify and Apple Music is that it's a local thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the radio companies don't make them local. Like a lot of times it's, you know, one person DJing on 15 radio stations around the right because of cost. But it's that's the one thing that separates you from the other products.
Yeah.
Is being taken away because it's the most expensive one.
Correct.
Putting a live person on.
Yeah, and I've seen you know on some
media job sites, you see like voice tracking jobs and they pay okay, but you're going to be, as you say, you're going to be spread out and recording for, it could be 10, 12, 13, a lot of different stations.
Yeah.
And it's great for the person that has the job. I mean, good for them. The job is what it is. They're not going back. But it sucks that jobs get eliminated the way they have. And yeah, that local element is completely lost in a lot of cases.
Yeah, even like the local Jersey Shore stations that are not coming out of New York, they're local New Jersey. They don't even do a lot of local stuff, which seems strange. Like
the only one I see, I listen to 107.1, as you know, and I listen to 106.3. It's funny.
Yeah, I listen to those too.
Wintertime, I don't listen to 106.3 at all.
Because it's country.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Country feels weird in the winter.
I know you've always said that, and I don't know why it's true. It is, though.
Because it's about hanging out in the sun, having some drinks.
And here we're miserable in the cold.
On the beach, yeah.
Then 107.1 I do listen to usually, even now. I don't know. In the summer, I feel like there's more, maybe because there's more to do outside and
that
there's more
be.
Events, maybe.
That could be.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like down the Jersey Shore, there's not a lot of local events happening in January.
Right, right. Whereas in June, July, August, even into September, when you got the good weather, you got the outdoor bars are open, you've got a lot of shows outside, and it's just more lively and vibrant. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You ever think about trying to own a radio station?
No.
No, never, huh?
No.
When I was at 106.3, which was Modern Rock at the time, I always thought it would be amazing to own that station. I just thought it would be a fun way to make a living. I thought it was big enough, and now I never have the money, but I thought if you could get backers to do it, obviously, because they did sell to, I think it was Press Communications is who, and it was a mom-and-pop shop station when I was there. It was just a cool house, a cool setup, had a good signal. I played the music I liked. I'm like, what a way to make a living. It's got to be fun.
We also, I feel like, we need a new genre of music.
Okay. Like what?
Like how when Nirvana came out, that was a whole shift in music, right?
Yeah.
And entire radio formats were made from Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
Sure. Well, seriously,
Smashing
Lithium,
Pumpkins.
I mean, that's pretty much the genre.
Yeah, but right. But like that was K-Rock.
Yeah.
After when they used to do Howard Stern All Morning, Classic Rock All Day, and then they changed from Howard Stern All Morning to alternative rock
sure.
all day. But that was like a whole group of new bands came out, and like there hasn't been like a new music format,
right?
Or type of music hasn't in a long time. And I don't know if that's because rock is dead, as they say. Or like top 40 changes, but it's always top 40.
Yeah,
so the
you're
same
right.
stations will play the top
40. Well, it's almost like where is the current day Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Like where is the new rock music that would equate to Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, the Stones?
Well, right. So they exist, but there's
but we
not.
We don't hear them.
So you could say like Foo Fighters. That's the one that always just comes up. But there's not a long list of them. So you can't build an entire radio format.
And I would still put the Foo Fighters in that. That Lithium type
yeah,
of
that's
box.
True. Right. Right.
But they could, because I think you hear Foo Fighters on 104.3. So theoretically, maybe they could be a crossover because you do have that too.
Maybe, yeah.
But that's interesting. Yeah. I don't know because it's a hard station to sell then because no one's heard the music.
Yeah. And I'll go on Spotify sometimes and I'll go to the new rock playlist that they have. I cannot get into any of it. And I like new music. I like new country music that I hear.
You're not forced to listen to it. That's why.
Yeah, but
in my opinion,
right? But no, it's just it's not a cohesive feel. Like if I put on the country station, all of the country songs sort of feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
When I put on a rock playlist, some of they don't have the same feeling.
Like, no flow.
Like.
What about 105.5 DHA? You ever listen to that? Or
not
I know where you
years.
Are now, you can't. Did you ever in Basking Ridge?
Younger, when I was in Colonia, when I'd be on the road, I'd put on The Rock of Dover.
Yeah, I used to listen to that a lot.
Yeah, and that was like at the time WNEW 102.7 mm-hmm. was playing classic rock, but it would play some different things that NEW would not play.
Right.
The Rock of Dover. They would play more like 80s, they would throw in some 80s hair bands that 102.7 was not doing.
Another genre, 80s hair bands, which is another station on Sirius, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Here's poison into the rat.
Into Cinderella.
Yes, Cinderella. Wow.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I guess we got to, Jerry, you and I should take over the industry.
You know anybody in the business?
Let's see if this reaches 300 people today.
I want to get 400.
You want 400?
I want to get to 400.
This? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to look right now before we log off.
Yes.
Because this will be like, you said 6 p.m. they open. Because I did look at like 4 o'clock. I wanted to see what it looked like.
I'm like,
it ain't there yet. What's going on?
No, yeah, they put it up at 6 p.m.
Which is fine. That's okay. So if I go to, I'm going to go to the WFAN page.
Yeah.
And the first thing that comes up is the Giants should get Sam Darnold. Okay. All right, here we go. Ah, we have reached 400.
408.
We are ripping through.
It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing Jerry and I.
Phil Sims got 700.
Already. He just got put up there.
An hour ago he was put up there, yeah. Well, he blew
right the other thing is we're on the WFAN channel. Those people like sports.
I agree.
They don't want to hear about a woman with two vaginas.
I actually happen to think we should have our own page.
Yeah.
Because this is very different.
It is. It's very different from what WFAN normally posts.
Correct. Yes. Instead, you've got Evan yelling about the Jets. You've got BT yelling about the Knicks. You've got Sal yelling about the Mets. And here we are talking about God knows what.
Well, this was, let's see, what did we talk about? We talked about radio and YouTube and social media.
Yes, that is true.
All right. That's good stuff.
People might, I mean, you know what we need to do to really break through?
What?
Talk about how to get out of bankruptcy. Talk about how to get rich. Talk about how to lose weight.
Yeah.
I mean, you do all these different things. Talk about clean shopping. It's Stop and Shop.
Yeah, all the things that people do on YouTube to be popular.
Yes.
Good idea.
Good work from home jobs where you can make $27,000 a week.
No, it's a very popular thing I was hearing somebody talking about. That's always popular.
Yeah.
This is the guy's morning routine.
Yeah, okay. Like,
that's a very popular thing on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm very routine-ish in the morning.
Yeah,
I imagine
too.
You are, too.
Yeah. Be pretty boring.
I still think a very cool video would be to juxtapose your day to my day. And not to just the difference between, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, the difference between someone who is not married. I know you're in a committed relationship, but you don't live with her. So you're not married. You don't have kids. Compared to, and I would not say my life is chaos at all, like some parents are, but a lot busier, and how you're winding down, and sometimes I'm just starting a pregame show. Like, it's just, I think it's cool to see the, and then we show up here together at the same time at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That would be funny. It'd be like from 2 to 3 p.m., Jerry Recco did a prep for Rutgers UCLA.
Yeah.
Picked up his kid and went golf to 9 holes. Okay, stopped by the supermarket, got chicken, prepared the chicken. Al, 2 to 3. Looked at old Guns N' Roses videos.
Yes, exactly. But it's fun. It shows you the difference and different lifestyles that we've made for ourselves.
That could be fun.
I think it would be,
especially
too.
Especially in video form. Like,
yes.
If you
go back and forth.
If every hour you just took a little bit of a video of what you were doing.
That's it.
Yeah.
It could be very fun.
Maybe we do that.
I think we can pitch that idea.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up show. We did that. And if you want the warm-up show and you're one of the 300 people watching on here... if you search that Alan Jerry post game podcast, wherever you get your podcast, we have this 20 minutes or whatever it was. And then we then do our hour long show that we did on FAN from 5 to 6.
Yep.
So